Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Yud Bet, says the Mishnah, Yavam Katan, Sheba Al Yavam Ktana, Yigadlu Zeim Ze. The Yavam over here was a minor, but we're talking about a minor who can do the act of Bia, so therefore he's 9 years old in one day. And we're talking about a Yavama that even though she's a minor, she also could do the act of Bia, so we're saying she's older than 3 years. But still, they are not grown up, and therefore, once the Katan did Yibum and had relations with the Yavama, so, and she's also a Katana, we have to, Yigadlu Zeim Ze, we have to raise them together, and then after that, if he can give her a get after that, but he cannot give her a get before he's grown up because the get of a Katan is not meaningful. Ba al Yavama Gdola, Tegalenu. What if the guy was a katan, but the girl was a gedola, and he did yibum with the yavama who was a grown up? So then to gadlano we have to wait for him to grow up, because again he can't give a get while he's a youngster. Ha yavama sha'amra betoch shloshim yom lo nivalti kofin oso shiachlo tzla. We're talking about here over a case of a regular yavam and a yavama. And the Yavam did a Maimer over here, so he gave her a Kedushin. And if she says within 30 days of her falling to him in Yibum, or 30 days of the time when he actually gave her this Maimer and did Kedushin to her, so if it was within 30 days she says Lo Nivalti, then we force him to give a Chalitza. This woman still needs a Chalitza. Now, why over here are we forcing Chalitza? The Bartanur tells us because the guy already gave a get. So he did a Maimer, and then he gave a get. If it's everything happened within 30 days, and she said there was never any physical relationship, so then we force him to give a Chalitza, because we believe her. We believe that within 30 days, a man can hold himself back, and we believe her that there was no physical relationship, and we will force the Yavam to give her her chalitza, which she needs in order to go marry somebody else. La'achar shloshim yom, mevakshim himenu shiachlo tzla. After 30 days, if she says lo nivalti, and she says I didn't have relations with him, then we don't believe her, because we don't believe that a man would hold himself back for more than 30 days. And therefore, we think that the get was sufficient because she was his full wife, and therefore we don't need a chalitza. But she does need a chalitza for herself, because there's a halacha called that she was shavisa anasha chaticha di isura, which means that she cut for herself a slice of iser. That since she has to live by the words that she says. So she says and wants to testify that she didn't have relations and therefore still needs a chalitza because she did not become his full wife and therefore is not released to go marry somebody else through only a get, but rather needs chalitza. So therefore, she has to live according to her own words. So according to her words, she'll need a chalitza. But we won't force the guy to do that, because according to the facts that we see in front of us, and according to his words, it says that there was, in fact, a physical relationship. So that is what we see. So if he wants to, we will request it from him, but we will not force it from him. Continues the Mishnah, Ubizman shehu mode afil la'achar shneimasar chodesh kofin oso shiachlo tzla. And the time, if he is mode and he agrees and says that there was no relationship, and she says there was no relationship, so even if it's after 12 months, we'll still force him to give a chalitza and allow her to go and marry somebody else. Again, we're talking about a case where there was already a get given in this situation even before there was any physical relationship. The Bartanura points out that if it's the opposite case, that if she says that they had relations, she says nivalti, and he says lo baalti, that I know we didn't have relations, so we don't listen to him at all, and she is not going to need a chalitza at all, and we'll let her go get married with just the get. The next Mishnah Yud Gimel, says the Mishnah, hanoderes hana miyavama, b'chaye ba'ala. Kofin oso sheyachlo tzla. This woman was married to Reuven, and she took a neder, a vow, that she would never get any enjoyment or benefit from her husband's brother Shimon ever. She did that while Reuven was still alive, so she never thought that she was going to end up in a Yibum situation. Then her husband dies and she ends up in a Yibum situation with Shimon, and she's in trouble because she vowed that she can't get any Hana'a from this man. So in that case, kofin oso, we force him to give her a chalitza. The reason is because since when she made the vow, she never thought in a million years that she would end up a yavama to this man. So therefore, we force him to give the chalitza. La'achar misas bala mevakshin emenu sheyachlo tzla. But after, if she took the vow after her husband Reuven died, when she was already waiting for Yibum from Shimon, and then she took a vow not to get Hana from him, so then we will request from him that he do Chalitza, but we will not force him. She is considered over there a Moredis, a woman who rebels against her husband, because we rule that there is such a thing as a Moredis when a woman's waiting. She can rebel when she's waiting for her Yibum. Is also called a rebelling against the husband. And therefore, we're not going to force him to give her a chalitza and pay the ksuva. If she agrees and she foregoes getting the ksuva, so then we will force him to give a chalitza. We just will not force him to give a chalitza when it has monetary ramifications for him. The reason is, again, because in this case, she did it on purpose because she knew that she was already a Yavama, she was already in a Yibum situation, and therefore she did it to rebel against this man. Finishes off the Mishnah, V'im niskavenes lekach, afilu b'chayibala, mevakshin himenu sheyachlo tzla. The halacha is the same, even if she took a vow of not getting any benefit from this Yavam while her husband was alive, but her entire kavana, her intent, was for a Yibum situation. So then again, the halacha will be, even though she did that while her husband was still alive, the halacha will still be that we will only request from him a chalitza, but we will not force him to, unless, of course, she foregoes her rights to the ksuva, and then we will force him to give her a chalitza. That's the end of Mishnah Yud Gimel, and that is the end of Perek Yud Gimel.